should just bless like that. Know this.
When the enemy comes around,
yeah.
The spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against you. We come to let you know that the devil don't like it, but a bless like that. Come on.
Mama would dance while clapping her hands, knowing that the victory is won. That's why I say, devil don't like it, cause the
best like that.
Devil don't like it, cause
the best like that.
Devil don't like it, no.
Best like that.
Say what?
Best like that.
What?
Best like that.
I said the devil don't like it.
Best like that.
I know the devil don't like it.
Best like that.
I said the devil don't like it. He's got my back and I'm less like that. The devil don't like it.
Less like that.
I said the devil don't like it.
Less like that.
I know the devil don't like it.
Less like that.
Yeah.
Less like that. Less like that.
I say the devil don't like it. No, no.
Less like that.
Devil don't like it. No.
Less like that.
Devil don't. Children of God. He tried the north, south, east, and west, but instead his foot got crushed.
Like that. glad? Are you glad?
Yeah.
I've been blessed.
I'm blessed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Shout if you're blessed. I said shout if you're blessed.
See, I'm the head, not the tail. You say that I'm rich. Surely won't pay. Oh, you say that I'm rich. No, I'm not poor. When I feel I got enough, he gives me more. I'm blessed. Yeah, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Church, you know we blessed. Yeah, say it. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Say it about it. No, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Life blessed. I'm the hay, not the tail. You see, I'm gonna pass. Surely it won't fail. You say that I'm rich. No, I'm not poor. When I feel I got enough, he gives me more. I'm blessed on the battle. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Enemies against me. Oh, I'm blessed. The weapon formed against me.
Somebody right by you and say, the devil don't like it, but I'm blessed like that. Say, the devil don't like it, but I'm blessed like that. The devil can't stop it, I'm blessed like that.
Well, praise God. We're so glad Brother Godwin's in the house tonight, and I just let you go for a little bit, but I think there's a word in the house tonight. Everybody say, preach to me. Before he comes, and just keep playing, before he comes, I want every hand lifted, every heart lifted to God in repentance. Whatever we like that's not like God, let's repent over it right now. Cleanse us, oh God. Wash us. Purge us. Forgive us, oh God. Have mercy on us, oh God. Irma wants to be baptized right now. Irma quiere estar bautizado ahorita. Está perfectamente. Viene usted aquí. Now the preacher's going to come, but we're going to go ahead and take care of this. If you're in the house and you've never been baptized in Jesus' name, the water's troubled right now.
Come on, somebody. Look at your neighbor and say, have you been baptized in Jesus' name? Amen. If you haven't, you ought to do it. Because when you go down in Jesus' name, all your sins are about to be washed away. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. In fact, this lady come walking up here. Come here, man. Amen. Right here, you. Amen. God. Amen. Bass whoopers are high. Amen. Let me have your tambourine. Amen. You ready? Amen. She came up here to get prayed for, and God's going to touch her. I need two ladies. Look at me here just a minute. God's going to deliver you from ever. Look up at me. Look up at me, babe. Look up at me. God's going to deliver you from every habit right now. Look at me. In Jesus' name, I want you to lift your hand. Everybody lift your hands up in this house. Filling it with the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. Kitaba, she's going to live. She's not going to die. Now stand again. Stand. I'll get her. There she goes. There she goes. There she goes. She's talking in tongues. Come on, if you've never got the Holy Ghost, if you've never spoken in other tongues as the Spirit gives utterance, when God comes in, you're going to speak in a heavenly language. You ought to lift your hands up. God's deliver her from drug habits, nicotine right now. The devil can't live in this atmosphere. Come on, somebody. Habits got to go. Sin's got to go. You need to lift your hands up and accept your deliverance now. Come on, get somebody by the hand and say, I can't let you alone now. Come on, somebody. Where's my brother who was singing that song? Come on, come on. Somebody else, you need a miracle? Come right now. She's going to get baptized. Come on, somebody else needs a miracle. Come quickly. You got a habit, you need deliverance, come quickly. She needs a healing. What's that? She's got low iron in her blood. She's anemic. She's even pale right now. Amen, right now. God, there was a woman in your holy word that had a blood problem. And we come to this woman now in the name of Jesus. We smite anemia now in the name of Jesus. God, we take dominion over this blood problem. We speak to it now. Regulate the iron in this blood. For your glory, we speak it done in the name of Jesus. As easy as we feel you, we claim it now in the name of Jesus. Somebody give him praise. Come on, somebody else. You need to come now. Right, her right side keeps coming numb. They don't know what's wrong. The neurologist has checked it out, and they don't know. But we serve an all-knowing God. Yes! And he's a healer right here in the orange shirt. Come here. Amen. I'm not going to get the glory out of this. God is. She's got nerve problems. Her right side goes numb. Everybody's going to worship the Lord. And when you feel the witness of the Holy Ghost, lay hands on her and calm the pinched nerve to be loosed in the name of Jesus. Come on. Lift your hands up.
Hallelujah.
Do it when you feel it. Come on, somebody. Come on, as easy as you feel him. Come on, now give him praise like you know he's doing it. He's a petamosakatatamasa. He petamosataya. He ain't teasing you. Go soft. Baby's got ear infections. The doctors have said he needs surgery to correct it. They don't have the money to take care of it. I've been there. My wife had TMJ. The doctor said need $12,000 surgery. I didn't have it. But in one service, just like this, her jaw popped and God healed her. Come right now. Hands are lifted. Begin to give him praise, Dad, in advance. God, I praise you. Come on, everybody's giving him praise right now. God's going to show this church he can use anybody. Yes. Lift your hands and give him praise. God, we smite the infection in this child. We rebuke the ear infections now. We curse it from the root up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we lay hands on this child. Yes. Come on, give him praise. Come on, lay hands on him in the name of Jesus. We speak clarity into the ears. We curse the infection in the name of the Lord. Remove it out of the sinus passages. Keep that out of the ear canal. We curse that in the name of Jesus. For your glory, Lord. Somebody lift your hands up and say, for your glory, Lord. Come on, for your glory, Lord. Mother's battling depression. Amen. Right here, come. Mother's battling depression. She lost her daughter a few years ago. She believes she's in heaven. I said, that's all that matters. If you've made it to heaven, there's nothing to be sad about. Come on, I said, if your kids make it to heaven, there's nothing to be sad about. We're not the judge, God is. So we're going to pray that she takes off the dusty garments and puts on the garment of praise tonight. Would you lift your hands right now? In the name of Jesus, God, we curse depression. We take dominion over every thought that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Come on, somebody give him praise. She's having chest pains, anxiety attacks. That's of the devil. Look at me, mother. Look up at me. The Bible says, fret not. Fret not. You have nothing to worry about. Don't worry about tomorrow. Your mind wasn't made to worry about tomorrow. You only handle today. Say, I will not fret, but I live by faith in the Son of God. Lift your hands right now and give Him praise in the name of Jesus. Lay hands on her and rebuke the spirit of fear. Anxiety, you got to go in the name of Jesus. Come on, I wish I had somebody that believed. I wish I had somebody in the cheap seats that had given praise like you believe. She's having an asthma attack right now in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands up. We curse asthma right now in the name of Jesus. Regulate her breathing in the name of Jesus. We smite asthma at its very root. Let there be clarity of lungs now. Clarity of asika tatatabosha. Come on, somebody. There it is. There it is. That's it, talk in tongues. Right. Where's my brother? Come here. Holy Ghost said you're going to pray right here. She's got high blood pressure. She takes 3 pills for it. Amen. She's believing God to heal her right now. I want everybody first to give her praise. And when you feel the witness of the Holy Ghost, lay hands and take authority from the head down. Give Him praise, somebody. Come on, I'm not playing. Give Him praise. Act like it was you needing prayer. We take dominion over high blood pressure in the name of Jesus. We speak to it in the name of the Lord. We command that it come into levels that are naturally for your glory, Lord. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, somebody give Him praise. Give Him praise. In the name of Jesus, come on, everybody, right now. We pray for the will of God right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, your will be done. Come on, give Him praise. Suffering from leg pains, severe leg pain, can't hardly walk. Would you lift your hands up? Come on, everybody give Him praise. And I want everybody in here to begin to curse the pain in her legs. Speak to the mountain. We smite the pain in the legs. When you feel it, lay hands on her. Speak it. Everybody speak it. Let there be no pain in these legs. Oh, go ahead. There it is. How? Hutabasaya. We rebuke diabetes now. Kutatabasaya tatabosha. Kutatabosaya. Hutunabosi katabaya. Touch her arm right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, lift your hands. I smite it in the name of Jesus. Kutatabosaya. Diabetes, you cannot live here. This is a temple of the Holy Ghost. And I command you to get out of her in the name of Jesus. diabetes, you got to go in the name of Jesus. Give him praise, mother. Give him praise, mother. Got a disease that doctors say they cannot take care of. Amen. And it's causing other things to happen. Would you lift your hand? Now listen to me. When I was standing on the platform over here and you were doing what you were doing before all this broke out, the Holy Ghost said to me to tell you to be the body. Everybody say be. Come on, say be the body. The body of Christ in this earth. Amen. You've been born again of water and spirit. You are members in particular of his body. God is calling this church to be the body. Everywhere Jesus went, he healed the sick. He cast out devils. You hear me? This church is coming into a new level. You're not bench warmers and pew dwellers. You're here to be the body. I've come to tell you healing is about to flow through the body of this church. Lift your hands up and give him praise right now when you feel it. It's not faith in a man, it's faith in the name of Jesus. What's incurable, cure, God. For your, everybody say, for your glory. God, we pray. Lift your hands right now. We pray for our marriage. I come against the spirit of divorce. God, you said you hate it. And I come against every sin that would pull the partner away. And as she submits to your will and way, God, restore her marriage now in the name of Jesus. Come on, give him praise because you know he can do it. Come on, you know he can do it. Lung disease and asthma, she needs a healing right now. Now, ladies and gentlemen, how many of you got to believe now? Jesus taught his disciples and said this, speak to the mountain. He taught the power of life and death is in the tongue. She's got lung disease. That means everybody in here, you don't just go, oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That means you call that disease out, lung disease. I curse you in the name of Jesus. I command you to go, and then you speak life into her lungs. Lift your hands up and begin to pray it right now. Take dominion over the disease. Say it, I take dominion over the disease. Lung disease has to bow the knee to the name of Jesus. Now lay hands on her in faith. We curse the disease in the lungs in Jesus' name. And we speak clarity now. Remove the asthma. Remove the disease. Give her clear breathing for your glory, God. Come on, lift your hands up and say, for your glory. For your glory, God. For your glory, God. She has haunting dreams. Dreams that the enemy's coming against her. I told you this morning that if the devil's fighting you, that means you're doing something right. Now look up at me. Let me teach you a lesson about the devil. Look up at me. Everything the devil tells you is a lie. The Bible says, everybody say, the Bible says, there is no truth in him. He is a liar from the beginning. He cannot tell the truth. So if the devil's telling you he's going to take your family, you know what the truth is? Tell me. if he's saying, I'm going to take your family, what's really the truth?
He can't take my family.
Say it like you believe it.
He can't take my family.
That means there's a high possibility your family's going to get saved. You ain't going to be by yourself. Come on, give him praise. Lift your hands. God, I rebuke the nightmares. Devil, loose. Make her prepared in the time of her affliction. Jesus, you're the way, the truth, and the life. Let her see the salvation of her family one by one. In Jesus' name, give him praise. Come on, lift your hands, baby. Give him praise. It's tongue-talking time. The devil just sent you a signal. He's about to lose your family. She has back problems. Lift your hands right now. Come here, sister. You've got compassion. The Bible says Jesus was moved with compassion. I want you to give him praise. And I want everybody in the building to curse the pain in her back. And when you feel it, I want you to lay hands on her head. Come on, lift your hands up. She is moved with compassion. Oh, say it to the Messiah. That's it. Do it now. There it goes. There it goes. Yeah. Keep them a release. Oh, set that double shot. Come on, somebody lift your hands up and say, for your glory, Jesus. Come on, give him glory. Give him glory. Come on, this ain't a show. This ain't Hollywood. Oh, we're telling the devil, you got to get out of here. We're telling sickness, you got to get out of here. Come on, say, devil, you got to get out of here. I said, tell the devil, you got to get out of here. Who else? Right here. TMJ. You got TMJ. You know when my wife's TMJ went away? She was in the middle aisle because of the times, threw her hands up. She couldn't eat meat potato chips without it locking up on her. Right in the, you either. Right in the middle of church, she threw her hands up, went to talking in tongues, Brother Sutton, and her jaw popped. And we hadn't had the $12,000 surgery. She ain't had no more TMJ headaches. She ain't had no more pain. I believe God's going to do that for you. You ready? Lift your hands up. Let the Holy Ghost take over. God, I smite the joints. Correct in the name of Jesus. Do it, Holy Ghost. Do it. Hey, Abashaya. We smite TMJ. I feel it popping. I feel it popping. Bring the jaws into a line. For your glory. For your glory. Go ahead. Talk in tongues till it's gone. I don't feel no more popping. Come on. Come on. Come on. That's it. Go ahead. Go ahead. Exercise it. Go ahead. I do it by faith, not by feeling. For my healing. Come on, somebody give him praise. Anybody else? All right, got hands all up all over the place. Juvenile diabetes. Would you lift your hands up in the building? Who's the daddy? Who's the daddy? Come here, daddy. Lift your hands up. Everybody in the building, give him praise. Don't lay hands on her till you feel it. Till you feel the gift of faith moving in you. You're the head of this house, daddy. We take dominion over this juvenile diabetes. This is a grown woman. That childhood disease has got to go in the name of Jesus. right. Lift your hand. She's standing in for the salvation of her friend right now. In Jesus' name, reach up here with your right arm. Reach up here with that right arm. Let the devil see you pray with somebody. God, we pray with her friend right now. Kuta, save her friend. Save her. Come on, everybody, be the body. Lift your hands up. God, wherever her friend is, send an angel to him now. Let an angel's wing brush over him now. Let him know something just moved into this room with me. Come on, give him praise. Because you serve an omnipresent God, you know he can do what we just prayed. Lift your hands up and say, I thank you for touching her friend right now. Rosacean and endometriosis. Would you lift your hand up? As a pastor's daughter, we take dominion over this right now. In the name of Jesus. Put everybody in the building, lift your hand. And everybody in the building say, we curse her diseases from the root up. Her sicknesses, we curse it. Say it, I curse it. Amen. Because you have the name of Jesus on you and the Holy Ghost, you have authority to curse. Amen. Come on, curse that disease in the name of Jesus. Come on, curse it in the name of Jesus. Put it on her right now in the name of Jesus. God, we speak life. I curse endometriosis in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let there be light. Heal her body in the name of Jesus for your glory. Torn retinas in her eyes. Torn retinas in her eyes and a heart murmur. Now look at me, baby. As easy as you feel the Lord right now, Jesus isn't teasing you. He's not letting you feel him and go, I'm going to let you feel me, but that's it. If you're feeling him, he's trying to do something. You believe that? Do you believe that? Open your mouth and say, I believe. Does the church believe that? Amen. I want everybody around her to lift your hands. And I want you to lift your hands, Mother. Lift your hands. Bishop, come lay hands on her right now. In the name of Jesus, we take dominion over the torn retinas and the heart murmurs right now. This is her spiritual father. And God, as he lays hands on her now, we speak healing into the eyes and the retinas. Let them be reattached. We speak to the heart murmur. Let it be stabilized. In the name of Jesus, let the anointing that breaks the yoke and the healing balm of Gilead move in her life. Come on, if you believe God's doing it, why don't you give him praise like you already got the doctor's report? Come on, somebody ought to thank him. She wants a child. My wife is a product of a preacher's prayer. Brother Urshan laid hands on my mother-in-law when the doctor said, impossible. All she wanted was a son. The first baby she had was a girl. Second one she had was a boy. Third one's the best one. That's the one I got. Fourth one's my little niece, my little sister-in-law. I believe God can heal her. You know what, God, I taught it yesterday. Listen to me. I taught it yesterday. Every time God got ready to do something supernatural, he healed somebody and used a woman that was barren to give birth to a child that changed a generation. The revival in Dallas, we were 1 month in it. And all of a sudden, I threw the microphone to Brother Foster and said, you got a word. And the word was, there's going to be children in the natural from people that could not have it for a sign that God was giving a supernatural revival. I feel the same word in this house. Would you lift your hands up and give him praise? God, we pray for fruitfulness. Let her womb be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Who Let there be children for your glory. Come on, give him praise. Come on, if you need a miracle, come. Come on. Doctors say this little fella can't hear out of his left ear. What's his name? David. Amen. David, do you believe Jesus can heal you? Do you believe Jesus can heal you? Amen. I want you to lift your hands up. I want you to say, Jesus, heal my ear. Say, Jesus, heal my ear. Amen. Would everybody in the building lift your hands? Come on, elder, lay hands on him. We curse the dumbness. Put it right on his ear. The deafness of the ear, we curse it in the name of Jesus. Let him hear in Jesus' name. God, for your glory, astound the doctors. Let him hear out of that ear. Come on, somebody lift your hands and speak in tongues right now. Say something in another tongue the devil can't understand. Somebody give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Her arms are numb. She can't sleep at night. We want to pray right now. In the name of Jesus, would you lift your hands in the name of the Lord? For your glory, let her sleep good tonight. Let there be no numbness. God, unpinch the nerves in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hold it. I got to do what I feel in the Holy Ghost. Come here. Listen to me. Bring the piano down just a little. Reason I staggered to pray for her was the Holy Ghost said to me, there's been a disconnect between you and your spiritual head. And the reason she's suffering in her body is because there's, look at me. Because there, listen to me. Because there's been no covering. All right? Amen. Am I in the Holy Ghost? There's been no covering. But when you reconnect with the man of God, amen, God's going to heal your wife. Listen to me. When you step out from underneath your covering, you leave her uncovered. Look at me. Look at me. You leave her uncovered. So when you get reconnected to the man of God, there's a connection and a flow of anointing right now. Pastor, amen, I want you to look up. Now, I don't know if you've done it in the past or not, but we're going to do it right here in front of everybody. And let the devil know. I want you to look at your pastor and tell him, I submit in the name of Jesus. Amen. Tell him, you're my head. You're my covering. Amen. I'll do what you ask me to do. Look at him in the eye and tell him, I'll do what you ask me to do. Lift your hands and pray in the name of Jesus. God, there's forgiveness. There's healing. As he submits, heal his wife in the name of Jesus. That's it. Come on, somebody give him praise. Come on, somebody. If you've been there and had to repent, would you lift your hands up? Because God restored you. Jesus. His friends got cancer. The doctors have given up on him. Amen, 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 amen. Come here, elder. Right back here in the back. Everybody lift your hands up. Been a long time since I've been in church and heard this many prayers for cancer. God's given us dominion tonight. Everybody's hands are up. Don't lay hands on them until you feel dominion. Speak to the cancer first. We curse the cancer from the root of it. We speak to the very root of its existence, and we curse it in Jesus' name. Lift your hands up and say it in Jesus' name. Come on, lift your hands up and give God praise. Come on, give God praise for your brother and sister in restoration. The Bible says when we fall, we shall arise. Will you thank God that he got up? Come on, devil, you tried to take them out, but they're still here. Come on, give God praise. I want a bunch of you men to come give him a hug. Bunch of you ladies, give her a hug. Come on, give him a hug. Welcome him home. Come on, hug. Let him hug your wife. Come on. Her daughter's going under surgery tomorrow. Would you lift your hands right now? God, we pray for her and the doctors. We pray for your will to be done in the name of Jesus. We lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways we acknowledge you. And you shall direct our paths in Jesus' name. See, this is part of being the body. Ye that are spiritual. Everybody say, ye that are spiritual. Look at your neighbor and say, ye that are spiritual, restore such a one. High five somebody and say, we're restoring people tonight. Checking today, this month, to see if this little fella's got autism. I don't believe that's the will of God. Do you? I said, I don't believe that's the will of God. Do you? Amen. I want you to lift your hands up all over the building. Daddy, you're the head of this house. I want you to open your mouth and take dominion over that report. I take dominion over this report of autism. Say it. I will not receive this in the name of Jesus. I speak healing into my son. I speak wholeness into my son. Now lay hands on him in the name of Jesus. Hands on that boy. You got compassion on you right now. Pray like it's your son. Ow! Messiah. She's an identical twin. Mother's identical twin has problems with her bowel. Would you lift your hands up? Her heart? Her heart. Would you lift your hands up right now? Amen. In the name of Jesus. God, you're an omnipresent God. I ask that your spirit and an angel would go to her sister right now. Ooh! Let her feel your glory. I speak to the heart in her sister. Heal now. For your glory, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Restoration. Restoration comes. You heard restoration comes when you reconnect in total to the man of God in your life. And I command that to happen in the name of Jesus. God, restore his family according to your will and your time. In the name of Jesus, I curse every negative influence in his family. I sever every tie of the world, and I speak against it in the name of Jesus. Let restoration come. Send an angel and draw them back to this house. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory. Come on, give him glory for it. All right, lift your hands up. His brother-in-law has been in drugs for years and years. Come here, elder. You're going to pray for him. He stands in prayer right now. I want you to rebuke. I want everybody in the building to lift your hands and curse every drug addiction on his brother. Don't lay hands on him until you feel the witness, elder. Lift your hands up. Say it. Speak plainly to the tree of addiction in the name of Jesus. There it is. In the name of Jesus. Give him praise. Don't just wait for your turn. Give him praise. Rejoice with somebody else. Mother needs an overhaul. Amen. She got lingering effects from diseases when she was young. It's affecting her joints, her feet. She got family members that need a miracle. I want you to lift your hand. This is a good woman. Is that right? Is this a good woman? Amen. I want you to lift your hands right now. And I want you to believe the Lord right now for a miracle. God, I take the Mosiah. I take the meaning of the pain in her feet. Her joints, I curse the lingering effects of a childhood disease. It must go now. This is the house of God. Her body's been purchased by the blood of Jesus. And these pains have to go in the name of the Lord right now. In Jesus' name. Let her go and give God praise. Who's your dad? Where's he at? We're praying for Giuseppe. Everybody knows the many sicknesses he has. This young man standing in for his dad. Would you lift your hands? And let's pray right now. And believe that God's going to touch him right now. Where he's at? Come on. We take dominion over every pain, every sickness in his body. As easy as we touch this young man, touch his dad right now. We smite the sickness in Giuseppe right now. Heal. Help him to lose weight. Help his body to come into balance. Touch his mind. Come on, somebody rejoice with that young man. Oh, somebody ought to give God praise. Come here, bub. Diabetes. Amen. Lift your hands up. This is a good man. Him and his wife drive all the way from Huntsville for church on Sundays. There's a good family and a good man. But he's not going to be healed on his goodness. He's going to be healed because of his faith. Would you lift your hands up right now and begin to take dominion. Take dominion over diabetes. Open your mouth and say, God, I take dominion over diabetes right now. I take dominion over diabetes right now. Now curse it in the name of Jesus. I curse diabetes in the name of Jesus now. God, bring his blood in the name of Jesus into balance. Bring it into it in the name of Jesus. Hepatitis. Liver disease. She got liver disease from hepatitis. She got it at work. That's the demons of hell. That machine blew up and she got infected blood all over years ago. It's a demon from hell. Right here in the blue shirt, I felt compassion on you. Come here. Lift your head up, mother. Look at me. We're not going to accept what the devil's trying to do. You don't look sick. You look beautiful. I want you to lift your hands up. I don't want you to curse the effects of that infected blood. Take dominion first. Come on, right now. We take dominion over the damaged liver. Close your eyes, mother, and begin to give him praise. We speak wholeness to her body. Right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God, for your glory, heal mother. Let her live long. Make bare your holy arm. Oh, let it shake this whole city, Lord. Come on now, give him praise like you know he's able to do it. Her nephew has autism. Gift of healing's on you right now. Pray for him right now. God, we ask you to heal the autism. Kutamasaya. Come on, we speak clarity into that young man. Would you lift your hands and give God praise like that was somebody you were kin to? Grab somebody by the hand next to you. What's your name? Mary. Mary, the Lord has a word for you. You have a tremendous, I told your pastor, you have a very large heart. Very compassionate. And God will use you in the gift of healing at times in this church if you will give him everything. Listen to Brother Godwin. You know what I'm talking about. Don't hold anything back. No matter how small of a thing you think it is. I'm talking about your spiritual growth, your holiness, everything. If you will give God everything, God's going to use this compassion for his glory. Will you do it? Lift your hands up in Jesus' name. God, I smite the effects of world that tries to pull her down. This woman is gifted with compassion. And I pray, God, that she lays aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset her. Come on, right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody give him praise up in here. He's got a friend that's trying to commit suicide. Got thoughts of it. That's the demons of hell. Everybody say, that's the demons of hell. Lift your hands up right now and give God praise. God, we pray for his friend right now. In the name of Jesus, we take dominion over suicide. In Jesus' name, come on, give him praise. In Jesus' name. Okay, little baby here's got a little skin disease, eczema. Is that, I say that right? Amen. Let's lift our hands and let's believe the Lord. Daddy, this is your house. That's right, that's your house. That came from you and her. Amen, you in charge of this house. Amen, lift your hands up right now. We smite that sickness now in the name of Jesus. Would you, everybody in the building, we curse this skin disease. Come on, join hands with your brother. God, we pray from head to toe. The itchy and the rash in the name of Jesus, touch her body. Take dominion, Daddy, that's your house. That's your baby. Take dominion, Mama. Oh, somebody will lift your hands and say, not here, devil. Come on, lift your hands up and thank God for healing tonight. Now grab somebody by the hand next to you. Grab somebody by the hand. The word of the Lord, I had a pretty message for you. But the word of the Lord is to this church, everybody look at me. You're at a plateau. You've topped out. And you're about to break through. And the word that's going to break you through is be the body. Everywhere you go, everybody say, everywhere I go, I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. This is the miracle of the new birth. There's still only one body. It is the church. But now because of the new birth, it is a many-membered body. The word member is limbs or parts. You have got to begin to see yourself as a limb of the body, connected to the whole trunk, which is connected to the head. Everywhere you go, you are, everybody say, everywhere I go, I am a visible representation of the invisible God, because the blood has bought this body. Come on, say, bought this body. And this is not my house anymore. This is God's house. And this house reveals Him. So everywhere I go, I'm going to be the body. Lift your neighbor's hand up right now and thank God for holy virtue that flows through this body. God, I thank you in advance for miracles, signs, and wonders, for deliverance and salvation that will come through this body in this part of your vineyard. I rebuke inferiority. I rebuke low spiritual self-esteem. Let every born-again child of God step into the fullness of God that is in this body. Come on, will you give God praise right now? Come on. God, I give you praise for the virtue that's flowing through us right now. I want you to look at somebody else and say, I feel virtue flowing out of me. Amen. In Jesus' name. Severe earaches right now. Come here, Daddy. Lay hands on this young lady. Big heart. Put hands on both sides of her face. Let the gift of compassion now. That's it. God, I take dominion over the infection in her sinuses. We curse the infection in her ears right now. Come on, lift your hands up, be the body. The Bible says the fullness of God flows through the body. That don't mean it flows through one of us, it flows through all of us. Everybody, get your hands up. Come on, let's pray for this beautiful young lady right now. You know the needs. God, we pray for everything from head to toe right now. I take dominion over it in the name of Jesus. It's intimidated her, and it will intimidate her no longer in Jesus' name. Hands are up, heads are lifted. Come on, right now in the name of Jesus. God, I take dominion. I speak to every sickness and disease in her body. It has to go now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus makes you whole. We give you the glory. We stand in faith knowing you are able and you are willing, Jesus. Come on, would you give God praise right now? Come on, keep giving Him praise. Keep giving Him praise. God, as she leads this church in worship, let her greatest witness be of her miracle right now, in the name of Jesus. The gift of praise come into her spirit right now. Oh, somebody throw your hands up in the air and give God praise. Now, we can't get to everybody. Grab somebody by the hand. I think we've got to most of them, but I want you to look at the person whose hand you're holding. Look at him and say, you're a miracle. Now look at him and say, God's going to use you to touch me. And I want you to pray for me like you was praying for yourself. Come on, somebody talk to her. Now turn around and talk to her too. Ain't nobody said nothing to her. Say, I'm going to pray for you. like I want you to pray for me. And God's going to use you to bless me. You feel that, don't you? Put your hand right there on her head, mother. Come on, put it right there. God's going to use you to... Hey! You heard the word of the Lord this morning, mother. Now pray for the person next to you. Lift their hand up. Lift their hand up and bless them. I bless them going in and coming out this week. May there be financial miracles in this house. His friends in school in Jesus' name. Touch his friend in Jesus' name. We believe you to do it, God. Use this young man to help him be saved. In Jesus' name. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise. One more thing. Pastor and Sister Sutton, come. Where's your wife? Where's your wife? Would you come? Amen. How long before he goes to start his church?
June.
Two and a half months. June. Come on. He's just getting ordained. Was in his classes yesterday. This is a good man and a good lady. Would you recognize that? Is that right? And now the Holy Ghost said, when I saw you stand there, the Holy Ghost said, before you get there, you are to have dominion over that city. So for the next 2.5 months... one of the main things you're going to pray is for this man and woman of God. And you're going to pray for the city. What's the name of the city?
Greenville.
Greenville, Alabama. How far away from here is it?
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. Where's that at? South of
Montgomery.
South of Montgomery. Half hour south of Montgomery. Now, this is going to be one of the pastor's sons in the gospel. The anointing that's on this man and woman is going with these two. They're not leaving now, but it's on them. But we're going to start wrestling right now with them for dominion over one of your cities. That's going to be an extension of this church in Birmingham. Would you lift your hand, Bishop, Sister Sutton, lay hands on them? God, our prayer now is we begin to wrestle for dominion over that city. Come on, pray for Greenville, Alabama. Call it by name. Before they get there, we start. We plead the blood of Jesus over Greenville, Alabama. We speak the word of God into that city. We speak the spirit of God into that city. We command that the angels of God would be camped round about that city. And we begin to war for the people of that city. In Jesus' name. Come on, lift your hands up and say it. Let the anointing that's on their father and mother in the gospel, let it be upon them in the name of Jesus. Give them great revival for your glory. If you believe angels are already going to Greenville, Alabama, would you lift your hands up and give him praise? Oh, come on. There's going to be an apostolic church in Greenville. It's going to be a thriving, red hot, aisle running, pew jumping, tongue talking, devil defeating church. Come on, praise God like it was already running 500.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't you just lift up your hands, your heart. Let's just feel after God here. Hallelujah. 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 Just love him. Thank him for the spirit of prophecy in this house tonight. Thank him for the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge that has gone forth in this house right now. Hallelujah. Thank him for the healings that have already taken place here right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. It is so wonderful to have friends in the kingdom of God who come by, and without knowing you, they know you. Praise God. I marvel, and I make it a practice not to talk to visiting preachers about the church other than in positive generalities. You know, it's awesome. God's doing great things. It's powerful. It's wonderful. Because I want them to have the liberty without any rational means of knowing. I want them to have the liberty to walk in the Holy Ghost and to talk to you strategically and specifically about your life. Praise God. I am always amazed. I've been doing this a long time, and I'm always amazed at what God is saying. You don't even know. You may know, but you... Praise God. Praise God. Now, God's talking to us about things in a miraculous way. I mean, he's telling us things in a miraculous way. And some of what he's doing there, for those of you who receive prayer for your bodies, God spoke miraculously things that you know of to tell you that he spoke miraculously concerning the things that were said concerning your body and the healing. Everybody say, praise the Lord. God will set up a miracle with another miracle. There's healing flowing in this place right now, right down in this altar area. Some of you will walk away from this altar and never have a touch of that problem that was in your body before. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise God. This is shades of... A few weeks ago, Brother Howard came through and did the same thing about prayer that you did just now about unity in the body. God has set us up and been talking to us, and now he sent somebody from Los Angeles all the way across the country to tell you we're going to break through by consciously and proactively being the body. Praise God. Being unified. Walking in love. Forgiving, forbearing, long-suffering. Praying for one another, loving one another. Amen. Not letting anything get the thin end of the wedge in between me and my brother or me and my sister. Because we be the body of the living God. Praise God. Praise God. When the enemy came in times past, if it were Babylon or if it were Rome, the strategic thing they did to shut Israel down was to tear down the temple stone by stone. But we be the temple of the Most High God. And if the enemy wants to stop the move of God, he's got to tear down the temple. And we can't talk about what's happening in other parts of the country, but we can defy hell to try to exert dominion in this place. Praise God. Praise God. Turn to your brother or your sister and tell them, I've got your back. Praise God.
I got your back.
Praise God. We're going to stand with and for one another, and we're going to see the power of God break free in this city. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Do you believe that? I feel Holy Ghost all over this right now.
I want to say one more thing. At all the times I've come here, I've enjoyed myself. But I want to confess, I've always left feeling like I didn't totally connect. When I walked in, and it wasn't anything on your fault, it just, I was trying, could not figure out where you were. When I walked into this house today, amen, I knew immediately in the Holy Ghost, today I connect with this church, and God has given me a focus on this building. And I want to tell you, Now, you may have had some attack, and I don't know what all that attack is, but hear me. You are spiritually stronger now than I've ever felt you. And you are closer. I didn't get too many amens right there. But you are closer to a breakthrough now than I've ever felt you. There's deeper roots. I'm telling you. Telling you. And I have quite a few churches that I have this connection with, and I've had the connection with your pastor. But I've always left frustrated because we were friends and all that. But I just didn't feel, as we say down in Texas, I didn't feel like the saddle was cinched up. All right, I felt like I was walling around on the horse when we was riding. I was holding on to your hair and everything else trying to hold on. But I feel like the saddle's cinched up now, and I feel a strong connection. I feel what I feel when I go to Eva, when I go to Dallas, when I go to Modesto, when I go to Tampa, Florida. Amen. I feel the same thing. And I want to ask you, and I'm not trying to take this to a carnal ear, but because of this connection, Holy Ghost said, you need this church. And I'm asking you if the brother will throw it up on the screen. We're involved in this deal at Azusa. The other day when I went from Los Angeles Airport to San Bernardino, which is due east, should take about 45 minutes. I left at 3 o'clock, had an emergency meeting with Brother Haney, our bishop, and one of the pastors there. It took me 3.5 hours to get there. On the way there, the spirits of that city came into the car, and I thought I was going to die. I mean, I thought I was having a heart attack. I was gasping for air. I was hurting from head to toe. Everything in me said, find a big exit and get off and just let this thing go. It's come against my house. I went home this week to my wife. My wife was just in tears, just her mind, just the devil and demons of hell coming against her mind. Everything's fine. But I told her, she said, Greg said, we've got to have more covering to do what we're doing. And I'm not trying to make a bigger deal out of it than it is, but I really believe, amen, if for nothing else, the church in Southern California are about to have a mighty breakthrough. I was asked to do it. I didn't. I have people tell me, you know, boy, you better get out of it. You're going to get embarrassed. If it falls apart, it's all going to be your fault. And I'm like, that's a bunch of foolishness. If it falls, it's God's fault. It ain't my fault. But I understand that the devil can't take me out. He tries to get to my family. And I'm asking you in the fear of the Lord to cover us. And I know you pray for us a lot, but I'm asking you to cover us with prayer. These are the dates. Pray for this meeting. Pray for this city. Pray a covering over my family. Amen. And I believe God's going to give us a great, great victory. Now, I want to say this. Last Sunday, this thing got on me. Now, all the times you've ever seen me here, you've never seen me call anybody out. Done it in my 23 years of ministry a few times. But last Sunday, this got on me in Los Angeles, which lets me know, as I told the young lady that was having nightmares, everything the devil tells us, the exact opposite is true. And that's what got me through on the car. I said, devil, you're trying to kill me, and it's not going to happen because you're telling me I'm going to die. I'm going to live. And Sunday night, the Holy Ghost got on me in a church I had never preached in. One time I did a little presentation for Azusa, but the Holy Ghost got on me, and most of the people in the building I'd never seen or heard, and this thing began to happen. So something's happening to me in my ministry, and just whatever God wants to do with it, I'm in more of a teaching mode, and now this is beginning to happen. And I want to affirm to you, this is not something that happens to me all the time. I'm completely open to it, but this has been a supernatural night. There's something happening in the spiritual atmosphere of the church. So I want you to grab your hands. My wife right now went down to San Antonio with one of the ladies' friends from the church, took a bunch of kids are having a big spring break. My kids are up in Dallas and everything's fine. But I want you to lift your hands right now, and I hope this is okay to ask this.
What I'd like to do, I'd like you to stand here and let's pray for you, and you are their covering. And let's pray the covering of God on Brother Godwin and on his family. Was there something specific you wanted to ask? All right. Covering. Covering. Hallelujah.
Jesus, the covering of God upon Brother Godwin, his wife and his children. Mighty God, we rebuke the devil. Lord God, give us peace. Lord God, let the hedge, let the sword, the angels, Lord God, let it be a wall.